Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're recording. Today's name is going to be Al-Khaliq. The creator or the maker. Which name makes more sense? I mean, which one translation comes, makes more sense? It is Al-Khaliq, the creator or the maker? Go ahead.
The creator.
The creator. Why not the maker?
Because the maker is like anybody can like make, like you can make an iPod. But you can't create a person.
Yes, because he's the one who created the material, the clay, and he's the one who made the clay alive. So, for a maker, it means that the maker uses somebody else's products to make something. So it's closer, the creator, it's closer to it. Now, why does Allah create?
Huh? For you to worship him?
That's one good answer to for us to worship him. Huh? Can we get more easier to understand the reason?
Because he likes people.
Because he likes people.
Hmm? He loves his creations.
He loves his creations. All these are correct. Okay? But we want an logical, easy to understand reason.
To worship.
Yeah, we got that.
Oh, okay.
Because he is the creator. Because he is the creator. His nature is the creator. So if his nature is the creator, notes. Take notes. If his nature is the creator, it means what?
He creates.
It means that he has to create. If I tell you I am the artist and I don't do any art, how would this look?
That would look funny.
Make
it look like a fake.
Yeah, exactly. Make it look like fake. So I say I'm an artist and I don't do any art. Then, nah, I don't think you're an artist. It's fake. Is it appropriate for His Majesty to have a fake name?
No.
Like he's a Khaliq, but he doesn't make... He's the creator, but he doesn't create? No. So it's not appropriate for His Majesty... Okay, to have a name that's not true. You and me are the evidence, and the universe is the evidence that Allah is the maker or the creator. If Allah was not the maker and the creator, you and me would not be walking around and talking and listening. Got it? Now, another scenario, if I could be an artist, and true artist, but I'm not using it. So if I'm an artist and I'm not using that, then my being an artist will be useless. Being an artist become what?
Useless. But I thought if you're a rich man and you use a lot of money, then they say your money is basically useless because every time you get it, you waste it.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about this in particular. I'm talking about if Allah does not create, then his name also becomes useless. So the name will become either fake or
useless.
Either fake or useless. You got it?
But will he create anything on the day after the day of judgment?
Yeah, heavens and jannas.
And would he create anything after?
Like humans,
humans will be brought back alive. That's a creation. And Jannah is prepared for them. That's a creation. And hellfire is prepared for him. That's a creation. All these are creations.
Will all the humans alive go to heaven or hell? Will he make more humans to go on the earth? Or
No. That's the end.
Earth is going to be exploded already. It's like,
yeah, that's an end as far as we know.
The earth gets explodes?
Yes.
Yeah. The universe collapses. And everybody dies except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So... am I willing to say that we are the only creation of Allah?
No.
Am I willing to say there is no other kind of life somewhere else?
There might be.
There might be, but Allah is not limited, you know? Allah, there are certain things that we can't imagine or understand. And it's not good for us to know about because we'd be confused and we might go crazy.
I want to meet an alien.
Okay? Now, so the bottom line, why Allah doesn't create, it's because?
His name is the creator
and his name can't be fake or useless. So, he's the creator. His name can't be fake or useless. No.
I didn't bring paper.
Oh, can somebody give him paper? And you too.
Yeah, I don't have notes.
Typical boys. Yes. See, the girls are all prepared. Notebooks, taking notes. Listening, learning.
That's not all the time.
Well, the ones in my classes are that old. And she's loaning you guys two papers to take notes.
Yeah, you guys.
Giving you.
Yeah. We're just borrowing the paper. We can
keep it. Okay. Now. Now let me move to the second step. Why didn't Allah just create angels and trees? Angels and trees
won't cause any trouble.
Will not cause any trouble. Mashallah, smarty. So why Allah didn't create angels?
Why would he want trouble?
Oh, the humans cause a lot of trouble on earth.
But why would
killing and evil and injustices, and humans really screwed up the earth.
Isn't that jinn's job?
Huh?
Isn't that what the jinns did when they when Allah sent the jinns down to earth and then the big ones, the small
yes.
ones?
Yes. This is how, as we talked about before, this is how the angels figure out that humans are going to go corrupt and shed blood. Why? Because they figured it out that they are going to be like the jinn before them. They would do exactly like the jinn before.
Okay, which one was created first, the jinn or the angel?
I would guess, not for sure. I would guess the angels. I will guess the angels. Because they are the servants of Allah.
I would guess that they made the both same time. Because aren't there good jinns too?
Yeah, well, there are good humans too. But they are not content work together. So now,
like the Prophet Muhammad doesn't.
Yeah. So now let's move forward and say, why didn't Allah just create trees and
angels
who will not cause any kind of trouble? Trees don't cause trouble. Angels don't cause trouble. Why did He create troublemakers like the humans, under the control of temptations and
their own choice?
And under the control of the shaitan and evil temptations.
Now I forgot.
Huh? Why?
Free will.
Yes. And Allah wanted the creation with free will. For what reason? Among the reasons is?
To test us. And the
no. No. Among the reasons, not particularly to test us. This is right. But among the reasons is that Allah is al-Ghafoor. Allah is al-Ghafoor. So, do angels and trees need forgiveness?
No.
Well, so,
yeah.
Would Allah name al-Ghafoor becomes real or useful if nobody's making mistakes and Allah's not forgiving them? Would it make sense?
No.
So I would say, I am al-Ghafoor. I want the one most forgiving one. But I'm not doing this to anybody. I'm not doing ghufran, forgiveness to anybody. Then the name is fake or useless. So the name is what? Fake or
useless.
The name is fake or useless. What name?
None of Allah's names are useless.
What?
Al-Ghafoor. Jeez, subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Girls are always on the top of the board.
How do you spell that?
I don't want to talk.
Exactly.
Al-Ghafoor. Al-Ghafoor, A-L-G-A-F-O-U-R.
I get much better than
you
ever tried.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to talk. What a ridiculous excuse. You are in a screensaver.
No, I'm so tired. I slept at like 2 o'clock.
It's okay.
That's great. So did I.
I doubt it.
I do that every day.
No,
girls say the truth.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Have you been to that?
This girl says the truth.
No.
Yes, I am. I had my friends come over yesterday. Okay. How do you spell in Arabic?
A-R?
Yeah,
I bet she's
something
like... D-I-C? No, how do you spell
Al-Ghafoor? Oh, Al-Ghafoor.
G-H-O-O-F-A-R.
That's not Arabic.
Al-Ghafoor.
Al-Ghafoor. He's insisting on... Al-Ghafoor. So Al-Ghafoor is another name. Allah will not allow this name to be false or
useless.
Allah will not give you a piece of paper to draw on. Take notes. Take notes. Don't doodle. So Allah is Al-Ghafoor. And what if there is a creation that does not make mistakes? The Prophet ﷺ said, if you don't make mistakes and repent, ask Allah for forgiveness,
then you're useless.
Then Allah will eliminate your existence and bring other people who make mistakes and make repentance and ask Allah for forgiveness.
But how if you don't make a lot of mistakes?
There are mistakes that are forgivable and there are mistakes that are not forgivable. Okay? So Allah draws the lines between this and that. For example...
Robbing a bank?
No, for example, having partners with him. Like treating somebody else the way we treat Allah. Like treat a picture.
Pharaohs.
Or treat a pharaohs or a dictator.
Idol.
If we treat this other thing other the way we treat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is called shirk. This is called shirk. Okay. So now
shirk.
Shirk, yes. To treat somebody the way Allah is to be treated. So now what is the use also of creation? Why Allah is testing us? Huh?
To see if we actually
can obey.
Yeah.
Listen, do
the right thing.
Or to show the truth about ourselves. What
like
you said is true.
Iblis.
Yeah, what you said is true. But I will add on it, is to show the truth about ourselves, right? So, if you're mean, you will show your meanness. If you're kind, you will show your kindness.
How about if you're dumb? Then you'll show your dumbness?
Yes. You show who you are. So, when Iblis claimed to himself that he's the best creation of Allah, how did Allah show the truth about him? By putting him through?
Test.
Perfect.
One test.
And he flunked it.
He got an F minus. Zero correct.
Yeah. He flunked the test because Allah said, ordered him to bow down to Adam. He refused because he was so arrogant. Okay. And so full of himself. Okay. So he refused to bow down. Then the truth appeared.
Revealed, and then the angels are like, oh.
Now the angels are like, okay, now why we agree that this guy, now why the angel will say, okay, this guy was the worst guy that Allah created, which is Iblis, right?
Yes.
Now, if Allah knows the truth about us, why is he testing us?
Because he wants to see if we can change. If we can adapt.
No,
because
he wants to. Because then he'll know why we go to.
Exactly.
He can know everything. He can know why we do things. He knows every single
That's
thing.
That's what
yes.
I just said.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So that we can know why.
Yeah.
Not him.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does I lost the thought, I'm sorry.
You lost the thought?
What is it?
So that we know why.
Yes. Because Allah wants to show why. If Allah will take somebody to hellfire, and that person didn't do anything wrong, say, Ya Allah, why are you throwing in hell? I didn't do anything wrong.
You were just Muslim.
How do you know that I wouldn't be a good Muslim? I would be a good guy. And then the bad guy, the good guys, and then the bad guy will say, and those folks, they didn't do anything just like me, and they're going to heaven. That's one argument. So Allah conducts tests for him to learn or for others to learn.
So if you rob them, you said that Allah sets the limits, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you rob a bank,
okay,
would that be on the unforgivable list?
No, that's unforgivable.
It depends.
Forgivable list.
If you don't ask for forgiveness, you won't be.
There's only one
killing.
One sin that's not forgivable without repentance.
Killing.
Without repentance, which is shirk. Remember, every sin is forgivable with repentance. You repent, it doesn't matter what you have done. It gets wiped off your record.
So if you shot a light and then it blacked out and then you have to pay $1,000.
Whatever is the deed, whatever the deed is, with repentance will be forgiven.
My mom said that if you shoot someone, that's unforgivable. If you kill them, it's unforgivable.
This one is
forgivable from Allah, but it's unforgivable.
If you don't repent, there is nothing called unforgivable with the repentance.
Are you serious? So, like, if I killed everyone in this class and I repented,
and then you repent
you
to Allah,
you wouldn't be able to get through me anyway. So,
and then you get you repent to Allah. You repent to Allah. Allah will forgive you.
He's a midget, smaller people are faster.
Okay, but the problem is Here's the trick.
I'm stronger.
If you're so evil to do that, your heart will never be clean enough to repent. Very hard to imagine a bad criminal who killed 100 people. It's very hard to imagine that this person will make repentance. Sincere repentance. A repentance that is acceptable.
How would if he did? Would he get accepted?
Yes, like the guy who killed 100 people.
Oh my God.
Okay?
So like,
but remember, repentance. Remember repentance.
What if you repent but you don't mean
Bin Laden did not repent from 9/11. He did not.
No,
but what
died,
if you...
Like,
what if you no, what if,
no, he died a few years. He died like... 10 years, 12 years after 9/11. Okay? He did not forgive. Actually, he was proud of it. Yeah, he's a Muslim. He was proud of it. So when you
were... That's why everyone says that Muslims are terrorists.
Dude, this guy always calls me a terrorist.
Well, look, listen.
You know that, and then we talk about Asians, then that's another story.
Why would you be talking about Asians?
Because he's Asian, and he always calls Muslim people terrorists.
If somebody tells you you're a terrorist because you share the same religion with Bin Laden, then your answer should be, and maybe, how about you, who share the same religion of Hitler?
Oh.
Wait,
okay.
What?
How about you, the person who share the same religion? How about the Judas? How about if there's like a Jew person who does Judas?
Oh yeah, dude, I got something so
a Judaism person, what would you say?
I got one.
Jews are the victims of Hitler.
No, dude, that's not offending. You know what's offending? So you talk about Jews, but it's kind of racist. You say that, how do you get a Jewish person in a car? You throw a penny in it. How do you get them out of the car? You say Hitler's driving.
This is a joke. This is a... You know, if this joke will bother them, you don't want to say it.
Well, they call me a terrorist, but I would love to say it.
Well, we don't follow their footsteps. We don't follow their footsteps.
We have different
steps to form. Either logically you say, well, you share the same religion like Hitler, but you're not Hitler. And if I seem... Because in Muslims, there are criminal Muslims who go to jail. There are Muslims who go to jail.
Yeah, because they take Islam and they just
go to jail.
No, criminals.
I saw this video. Wait,
normal thieves, for example. Muslim thieves. Muslim who killed others. Muslims who are doing gang. Those are all Muslims, but they go to jail, right?
Can I say something?
So the fact that this guy is a Muslim, yes, I'm going to be with you. The fact this guy is a Muslim does not mean that I'm going to copy the...
Did you hear about the shooting in Canada's parliament?
Oh, yeah,
I heard about it, but I'm not clear exactly.
My parents are from Canada. Okay, so I saw this video where these two guys, they were best friends, and they were making this video where they walked by a cop, and they were like fighting and pushing each other. In the first part of it, they were fighting and pushing each other like just like normal people, and then the second part, they were wearing like traditional Arab clothing and like Muslim clothing, and then they were fighting each other, and then the cops were like trying to arrest them and stuff. Because they were Muslim.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Racist.
You know, usually when I was interviewed with the...
I got another one, but I got one.
Yeah. In the old days, like
I got another one, but it's against black people. But
okay, no, we don't want to go there.
You say black people, I'll stab you.
13.
Black people.
Shh. Yes. There are people. When I was interviewed 13 years ago, I told the reporter, this bin Laden does not represent me. And he hijacked the name of Islam to use for his own political views or political...
That's what my mom says.
Yeah. And I trust that my fellow Christians will understand that because Timothy McVeigh...
Oh, I know who that is.
Who is he then?
He blew up the federal building in 1996 in Oklahoma. He's a homegrown terrorist.
It was awesome.
It was not awesome.
He was executed in the year, I think, 2005 or 2004.
Like, how was he like?
I was poison, 4 years old.
Was it poison gas?
No, bomb. Oh, he was? Whatever. These details don't matter. So.
I'm turning 11
in
like a month.
So,
I'm
okay. Basically, what I'm trying to arrive at here is that Timothy McVeigh does not represent the average American. And there are people from the Christian religion who killed who bombed abortion clinics because they were against abortion. So they would go and bomb abortion clinics. Bomb
abortion.
Abortion, if a lady is pregnant with a baby, okay, if she's pregnant with a baby, she drops the baby down. She does not hold the baby. She drops the baby down. You got it? So, now,
the baby in, like, this plan, they take out the baby and they put her in this, like, little thing, monitor thing, like, so it, like, can act as, like,
a stomach. No.
Isn't it? What?
No. You can ask your father about that. He can tell you. The third... argument that you use, you say, okay, the Irish Republican Army is a terrorist group, but do not represent the average, does not represent the mainstream Catholic. And then at the end I told her, the truth is Islam, bin Laden, it's a valid proof that Muslims are not terrorists. It's the Muslim are peaceful people. Numerically. How's that? She asked me how. I said, bin Laden and his folks are the exception. The average mainstream Muslims, you know, don't agree with and doesn't condemns what bin Laden did.
You could have also said that.
That's the mainstream Muslim.
You could have said in the Quran, you know how this place is? Make peace.
Yeah.
Just show them that.
You could have also said that the Muslim terrorists are people that take Islam as in a different conception and perspective. Like they take, yeah, pretty much they're taking Islam like as
a joke.
Like yeah.
No, not as a joke.
Not as a joke, but like they're using it
as an excuse.
An excuse to do what they're doing. Like,
exactly.
Like if someone's Catholic, he says, I'm Catholic and I'm doing this because, like,
I'm Catholic.
This is what it says in the Bible, for example.
Yeah.
He's using the Bible as an excuse to do for his actions.
Right, exactly. And there are many ways, just like he's Anis, Yanis is very smart.
What about ISIS?
Oh yeah, dude.
ISIS, I don't have much information.
No, they're not bad because my dad told me that they are not bad Muslims. The only reason that America
hates them, really kill some
hates them
already?
Is because they're killing American people. But they're
they put
the least you can say, the least you can say about them is that they are so savage.
Yeah.
This is the least.
No, didn't you hear on the radio?
They are so savage.
They took Americans and then they put an arrow, like a bullseye thing.
Uh-huh.
And then a sniper just shot these Americans.
Yeah, that's.
No, but what they're
how do they get
the Americans? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the time of Uthman, at the time of Uthman radiallahu anhu, they cut the head of one of the Persian leaders. And they brought him to Uthman. He said, why did you do that? They said, this is what they do to our dead people. They cut their heads and they take it back to their leaders for a reward. He said, are we now going to copy the Persian and the Roman people? Is it now that we're going to copy, follow their traditions? Or follow our traditions? We have our own traditions. We don't need to borrow any outside traditions.
Yeah, so
what does ISIS stand for? Something like
Islamic State, Iraq, Syria, something like that.
Now they're gonna. You know what I just noticed? Since there's a bunch of rebels and the government people
mm-hmm.
in Syria, they're already fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the Americans, airstrikes, plus ISIS.
My
very soon, this is Syria.
It's a mess. Yes.
Yeah, my dad told me that the other country that's fighting against. ISIS, they bomb like everyone. They bomb women and children, but then ISIS is only killing American soldiers.
Men. They also killed a couple reporters. The reporters that
killed
the arrows
and
then they shot them.
I know.
No, this
can
is.
Can we stop talking
this
about
is not,
these labels?
Yeah. So, the bottom line here that we are. What's brought us into this?
I know, right?
We were talking about
history,
terrorists, and stuff like that.
Before that. Oh, yeah, before. Because,
Astaghfirullah.
Yeah, if somebody says you're a terrorist because you share the same religion bin Laden, then you say, what do you say about yourself who shares the same religion of?
Hitler.
Thanks for
that. Okay. That's.
Or you could say the other one I said.
That's a
mind
opener.
You get a Jewish person in the car, you put money in it, and to get them out of the car, you
stop that. Stop this ridiculous thing.
That's just being.
Let's go back to the name Al-Ghafoor. Al-Ghafoor means there are two kinds of sins. There are sins that repent, we repent. As B or P.
Oops.
As repent, P, right?
Yeah. No, it's with a P.
Yeah. So,
B-N-T.
So, the ones with repentance, nothing is not forgivable. Everything is forgiven. Everything is forgivable. Why? Even shirk is forgivable. Even shirk.
What happened to Pharaoh when he was getting sunk into the water? He said, Shalala, he said,
Yeah, I believe in the Lord of the children of Israel.
Huh?
He made this. Allah did not accept his repentance. His repentance was rejected. Why? Because for many reasons. One of them, he was saying it to run away from the punishment. He wasn't saying it sincerely. It's just like a criminal that being caught. And he's sorry. He's not sorry about that he committed the crime. He was sorry that he got caught. You understand? So he was to escape the punishment. This is one thing. Another thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept the repentance of this kind. He was fully aware that Allah is true and he's fake. And what he's making and what he's doing is fake. And he's not God on earth. And he should not be treated like God on earth. He knew that. But he didn't want to admit it because of his arrogance and ego. Okay? So when he now is about to die, the sea collapsed on him. He said, right there, he said, I believe in the Lord that the children of Israel believe in. Allah rejected the repentance and replied saying, Now you're repenting, and before you were rebellious and spread corruption?
Yes.
Now? Allah says, now? Allah rejected it. You can't fool Allah. We're supposed to finish all the topics of repentance under the name of Ghafoor. So, okay. Here, don't repent. You have... may be forgiven and then can't be forgiven. For a kid, no.
Like
the one,
like,
usually the one who earns the sins,
like
if a kid makes a mistake, usually it's the parent. Because he's under the responsibility of his parent.
How about if they were like 12?
Well, let me focus here. Can't be forgiven.
It's still not to the person.
Except shirk. Can't be forgiven such as shirk.
That's not nice.
The sins without repentance, there are two kinds. May be forgiven. Maybe. Or cannot be forgiven. Why? Such as the shirk of Allah.
Okay. But what if you like a different religion and you switch to Islam? Like you go.
Then you're going here.
Okay.
Then you're going here. Can't be forgiven. And this is...
was Abu Bakr forgiven because he was protecting Prophet Muhammad?
Who?
One of his uncles or his grandpa?
Listen, everything is judged by intentions. Whatever a person is intended, he or she is getting what they intend. You intended good, you get good. You intended bad, you get bad. Whatever you intended.
So, did he intend to do
battle? Depends on his intention, and Allah knows what his intention is. So, that's why we can't judge a lot of things. Don't repent. So, can I fool Allah and repent before death? Can I fool Allah and repent in the last minute?
No.
Allah is always nice. And he is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is nice or fair? He's
fair.
Yeah, fair. He's fair, okay? It means that the criminals get their punishment. He's nice, then he forgives sins. So can I fool Allah and repent in the last minute? No. Why? Because number one? Huh?
Because you at the last last minute when you're about to get caught and all that, then you repent, but then you it had an intention to do it, and you did it anyways, even though you knew it was bad, and when you got caught, that's when you did it, and you
right.
didn't repent the second you did it. And you
right, exactly. But let's say number one is, I'm going to explain. Number one is that you can get a sudden death.
I have a question.
Do you know the sudden death?
No.
Okay, you're driving a car.
Hello.
And suddenly, boom! There is no, you die in a few seconds. No, you don't even have a time to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah.
Sudden death if you're...
In a car, or some, in a second you die. Number two, if it is not valid or to escape punishment, to escape punishment, just 1 second, punishment, such as the Number three, that is number three, to escape punishment such as the Pharaoh. And what's number three? You may get used to the wrongdoing
and then you die, like, right after.
You don't abandon.
My dad's aunt died while she was praying.
Your what?
My mom's dad died when...
Okay, you're free to go.
Okay, so I'm like, oh, my
alaykum as-salam.
I'm sad.
Adults are lucky.
If you die when you're praying, do you go to heaven? Do you go to heaven if you die praying?